Patriot cornerback, Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're talking about team personalities and how it functions. And in particular, we're talking about the Red Sox personality in this tough stretch as they're trying, fighting their asses off, trying to get into the playoffs. What would you say the personality of the Patriots team is in that locker room behind closed doors, Devin?
I'll probably just say hard working. You know, we got a bunch of guys that just go out and don't worry about any other things and just go out there and work. I think that's always been kind of the personality here. No matter who's out there, big name, small name, you know when you go against us, you're going to get a bunch of guys that come out and just try to outwork you.
We've heard from time to time that the leaders in the Red Sox, in the Patriots locker room, keep that ship nice and stable. How do the leaders, and I think we all know who they are, how do the leaders lead, Devin?
I think more by example. You won't hear a lot of hoorah speeches around here. You just see guys going about what they do the same way all the time, and I think the biggest thing is holding other guys accountable. The leaders on the team, they won't let guys slip up. They won't let them give less than what their best is. So I think just coming out and performing at a high level like they do all the time, and then holding guys accountable is what kind of makes this team keep going.
Hey, well, Devin, we read this morning that Patrick Chung is out for Sunday. Are you guys running out of safeties?
No, I mean, you know that happens in the season, and I think we're prepared for him not to be out there, and guys that have to step up. You know, he's played a lot of plays early in the season for us, and it'll be a little different without him, but I'm excited just to see guys get that opportunity to step up and play well come Sunday.
Like who? Give us who steps up if Chung steps out.
I mean, you've been seeing guys, you know, Sergio's been out there, Josh Barrett's been out there, and with Chung out, those guys will still be out there, and you just got to go out there and play without them. You know, they're used to having them on the field, whether that's making calls, being there, and, you know, Chung's one of the most active guys on the defense, so with him running around and making plays, we'll just see those guys out there and them stepping up and getting things done and setting the defense in the secondary right. With calling stuff and making plays.
Devin, you've watched the film. How did Buffalo get so good so fast?
I think, you know, a lot of people really didn't pay attention to last year. I mean, those guys are making plays, especially offensively. And things, and then, you know, they got a few different guys in there, some personnel changes, and I think they've put it all together this year, you know, especially offensively with Fitzpatrick. I think he really understands what's going on defensively and how to attack defenses, and he's playing well. He's throwing the ball to guys when they're open, getting it to certain guys in the best situation. So I think as a team, they're really confident right now, and they're playing good football. They have a reason to be confident.
Hey, Devin, did you get a chance to watch the Bill Belichick special on the NFL Network? Did you see it?
I saw the first one, and I DVR'd the second one, so I got to catch up on that.
Yeah, and the conversation is today, since we've seen most people, or a lot of people have seen both episodes, trying to identify what makes Bill Belichick great. And I know you only saw the first one. Was that an accurate portrayal of how he goes about his business? And what do you think separates Bill from the rest of the coaches in the National Football League? And I know he's the only one you've played for. But from where you sit, what makes him better than the rest?
I just think his hard work. He doesn't leave any stone unturned. That's why when you're watching, you're hearing about things brought up from years ago and, you know, all these situations that could happen. And I think that's how he prepares our team. There's not really one situation we go into a game and we'll be sitting there like, we don't know what we'll do. Just, you know, it's a team that's fully prepared, and it's mainly because he does so much research and watches so much film and gets so much knowledge of what's going on for the other team that we have to have some kind of understanding of because we hear so much from him. So I think that's probably the biggest asset to him as a coach.
So because of Bill, you guys are never surprised on Sunday.
Exactly. Once we get to Sunday, I think we're a common football team that understands what we want to do and really how our opponent will attack us, and I think that's a big advantage.
All right, I want to play a little clip from you from last night's episode, and this was surprising in my mind. It was against the Jaguars in 2009. The Patriots were leading 34-0. In the last minute or two of the game, the Jags got a meaningless touchdown, and this was Bill Belichick's reaction on the sideline when the score became 34-7.
Hey, look, fellas, go out there and start dancing around and go straight down the field in five plays. We ain't dancing until the damn game's over. You understand that? You playing a defense for 60 minutes like a championship team's supposed to play. Like a bunch of punks out there. Play 60 minutes of defense. You understand that?
He wigged out with one touchdown in a 34-0 game. Does that surprise you, Devin McCourty?
No, not at all. I mean, that's a mindset. Like you said, there's playing 60-minute defense, and you gotta always have that mindset because the score won't always be like that, and you'll be in tough games, and you don't want that to be the first time you actually start thinking about it. So you always want to keep that mindset because in this league, offenses are explosive. So right there, yeah, the game was probably over, but anything can happen in this league.
Devin McCourty, thanks for the time. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, man.